Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, of self-denial, and of humble repentance, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless us this Lenten time, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and in truth. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment,
help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to prosper the preaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us,
to draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated. At this time, if you would like the ashes imposed upon your foreheads, you may proceed down the center aisle, starting from the front, working toward the back. You may return to your seats down the side aisle.
Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Lois, remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
stand for divine service, setting 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Have mercy on me, O God.
According to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy.
Blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sins are before me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?' Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, 'Behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything." This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Together we confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Receded now as the hymn of the day is sung. Grace to you and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this afternoon's service is Ephesians chapter 3. And so far the text, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." This is our text. How deep, how broad, how high is the love of God? It surpasses all knowledge. As St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3, the love of God is beyond all compare and all understanding. And the love of God is his proper, his chief work, what he longs to do for us and for all of his creation. In fact, it is out of God's great love that he has created all things. God is also truly just, but to judge and to terrify is God's alien work, his strange work, as our Lutheran confessions so clearly teach. Because God is love, he has made the heavens and the earth, and all for mankind, and for the glory of his holy name. In that context, knowing that God's love is unfathomable, and knowing that we are rooted and grounded in that love, we begin thus this season of Lent. Ancient legend has King Midas as the man who turned anything that he touched into solid gold. The characteristic can be seen in the James Bond villain of Goldfinger. C.S. Lewis included Deathwater Island in his story, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, where there was a pool whose water turned anything that touched it into gold. Now, truly, whatever would be turned into solid gold would instantly die. Such a touch would be one then of death. Now, this is the complete opposite of the one true God. He holds all things together by his mighty power. Without God's touch, without his constant intervention, all would truly die, especially now under the curse of sin. And we know that nothing that we can do can prevent death forever. So we are blessed here and now to live in the midst of this creation where God continues to hold all things together in life. It's truly striking when we do stop to consider exactly what does happen naturally in a broken and fallen world. Nothing improves over time when left untouched. The world does not become more tame, but less. Buildings become dilapidated without constant care. Food rots and decays. Wild animals become more aggressive and harmful. Illnesses and injuries worsen without proper medicine, procedures, and healing. Is this the kind of life that we want forever? Is such a place as this? Is this where we want to store up our treasure, to have our lives lived forever? The gospel reading for Ash Wednesday, our Lord Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. This should not be the place or which your hope for eternity rests." Jesus spoke those words from Matthew chapter 6 in the midst of his Sermon on the Mount in connection with his teaching on helping the poor, on praying, and on fasting. Those are important practices that should be indeed practiced by all those who bear the name of Christ in this world. However, they should not be done for the sake of the glory and the honor of this life. For Jesus said that those who practice such philanthropy publicly will have their reward only here and now. Their treasure then would be stored here in this place where moth and rust destroy. So the good works that we do perform as called upon by Christ as his Christians are what our neighbors need, but they will not gain us anything for eternity. Certainly do help the poor, pray for those who are in need, fast to practice discipline in this life, but do so with right and proper motivation, out of love and care for your neighbor, as God does all of this for you. What you do for the least of these, Jesus said, you do for me. And though you and I have no knowledge whatsoever that we are doing it for Christ, that is what then we do. That is the secret work that God is at work doing within us through Jesus. The Father sees this and he rewards it in heaven. So how do we do that? How do we properly do these things that Christ speaks of? Our sinful natures do not permit us to do anything with true and total selflessness. And so we are driven more and more inward to evaluate our sincerity of faith and our own hearts. Are we holding those good and right and proper motivations? How can we be sure? The deeper we dive into our own understanding, our own hearts, the darker and scarier the experience truly is. The totality of our depravity and of our corruption is revealed in the very depths and darkness of our own sinful nature. St. Paul rightly confessed that no one is good, not even one. And Jesus taught the very devastating truth that all evil and wickedness in this world comes from within us, from our own hearts. Who then can save us from this body of death? Where can we possibly turn for our help? There is no hope within, and there is no help from each other. The only answer, the only hope, and the only solution is Jesus. Oh, love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and majesty, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortals' sake. Thus we are drawn back to the beginning, to the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternally begotten Son of God, descended from his great throne on high at the behest of his beloved Father to take on our mortal nature, to do so into his divine nature, as we confess in the words of the Athanasian Creed. Fully God and fully man, the Lord Jesus Christ walked the road of this life that we are called to walk. Adam's sin back in the garden destroyed the entirety of that road for us, and we continue to do destruction to that road in our own sins all throughout our lives. The path of life and salvation cannot come from us, and it is found nowhere within us. No amount of faith can believe something that does not exist. So first, God himself must act, and God himself did act. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It is the love of God that compelled him to send Jesus to suffer and die in our stead upon the cross, for our forgiveness. God acted first. God always acts first. And we were created because God chose to act out of love. We were then saved by Jesus because God chose to act for us out of love. You believe in Christ because God created that faith in Jesus in you through his holy word. You are brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ because he baptized you into his holy name. And you continue as his holy family in faith, in and through his body and blood, as he gifts that to you in the bread and wine of his holy supper. The great love of God is truly a great and deep mystery. We cannot even begin to understand the depth and magnitude of God's love, nor do we have to. We are simply given that love of God in Christ Jesus abundantly for us to receive with great joy and with thanksgiving. For from that abundance of Christ's great love, we share that love with others. For that love of Christ only and ever grows. It is that love of Christ that gives us life, that gives us true healing, that gives us the greatest peace. And in that love of Christ, we press on in the midst of this season of Lent to meditate once more upon the work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, for us, for all, for our salvation. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand to sing the offertory. Seated once more as the tithes and offerings are collected.
Up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We stand to sing the post-communion hymn. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
We're seated now as the closing hymn is sung.